Morning, James.
Morning, Ali. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for coming on. Do we know what kind of recycling initiatives will be included in Labor's $290 million package?
Sure. We've got a bit of an idea. It was quite a detailed release that came out on Sunday. So it incorporates things like the creation of a national container deposit scheme or cash for containers. And then an overall sort of recycling fund, so looking at recycling and innovative sort of waste solutions. It comes through a whole different stream of things, from including plastics, but to all other forms of waste. And then onto things like targets for government on purchasing recycled products.
Could you explain the cash for containers idea a little bit more?
Yeah, sure. So cash for containers, the concept we feel familiar to most people, but you essentially have a 10 cent refund in most states on your container, and that is a recycling incentive. So each can or glass or plastic bottle, depending on what state you're in, you're able to take that to a recycling vendor, be that in a local supermarket, like an automated machine, or to an established facility where you can do them in mass. And essentially, it's an incentive to recycle. So we've seen this in most states. South Australia started it in 1977, I think, off the top of my head. And it's amazing. Like, you go to South Australia, you don't often hardly see any plastic bottles or cans or anything lying around. But likewise, in Tasmania and Victoria, we don't have one of these cash containers yet. So a national container scheme would see like an overarching scheme around the whole country, bring them all together.
Mm.
The only issue is that it's at this stage an opt-in, so it's voluntary. So ideally it would be mandatory for all states to participate. Mm.
Now, looking more toward the environmental impact, what exactly is the current extent of plastic pollution in our oceans?
Sure. Well, I guess personally I found out about plastic pollution about 7 years ago. I was rangering at the time, hey, and I was down on a beach in Western Victoria, and it just hadn't occurred to me that this plastic pollution existed, and rolled on down to a beach for a beach clean, and then picked up all this rubbish and where it is coming from. And essentially, I haven't been to a beach or diving since and not seen plastic all throughout our oceans. So from the deep waters of precious Great Australian Bight, places you'd think was wild, you've woke up microplastics.
Mm.
To the top end of Australia and Arnhem Land, amazing places of the world, completely littered with plastic.
Wow.
The whole coastline of Australia, and it's not just on our beaches, but you've got birds, like seabirds, that are filled up with and dying from plastic pollution, and consuming it, and they haven't even learned to fly yet.
Yeah.
So, like on Lord Howe Island, almost 100% of birds are filled with this sort of stuff.
Jeez. So do you think that this scheme is enough to protect the wildlife in our oceans then?
No. Look, it's a step in the right direction. We do need strong federal support and work in this space. Like I said, it's a national issue, it's an international issue. So coordination from a national level, but bringing every state governments all into the same playing field is great, but no, there's a lot to work to go. So things like microbeads, plastic bags, it's great. It's a really important step to work towards eliminating those from our waste stream and from polluting. But there's a whole swathe of other areas where, like within the, can be encapsulated by single-use plastics, which are harmful, which are highly often polluted. Of which aren't incorporated into this. So it's just a step in that direction, but there's still definitely more to go.
Mm. So through your work with the Australian Marine Conservation Society, what initiatives have been implemented at an organisational level to fight plastic pollution?
Sure. Well, the first thing that we did, I guess formally, I suppose all staff, most of the staff, in fact, all staff have quite an approach to using less things and like maybe using less than producing less waste. But the first thing that we did as an organisation was called Plastic Free July. So you may or may not have heard of this, but essentially it's an incentive for individuals or groups, and indeed businesses or organisations, to commit to not using either a certain type of plastic, let's just say a plastic bag, or to the whole spectrum of plastic. And over the month of July, and that was a really great team bonding thing. So it showed where I think where we were like kicking goals and other areas where we could improve. So for example, plastic bags, we didn't really use those. But then things like going to a takeaway sort of level, as in like we're going down the shops for lunch and people bring back plastic containers of their food and stuff. So it highlighted those as an issue. So like staff bring their own containers or just eat in that sort of thing. That's an example. But Plastic Free July was a great first step for our organisation. In fact, at MCS, we participated in every year and encourage everyone to do the same and to share it with their mates. It's a great way of introducing people to the issue and how they can make that personal difference.
Absolutely. It starts on a personal level with this kind of thing. Hey, James, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No worries at all. Have a good day.